From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Aaliyah Schneider is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Peter Speer of Future Hudson recently presented the findings from a survey conducted by Shared Streets, which led to questions about who the program serves. A resident and visitor survey, where the majority of respondents were city residents, indicated a 61% overall positive experience with the initiative and wanting to see the program repeated if COVID-19 remains an issue. If COVID-19 is no longer an issue, 95% of respondents said they would like to see the program utilized on a seasonal basis. A total of 480 completed surveys were submitted. In a separate business-themed survey, 27% said business was positively impacted by shared streets, and 54% reported varying degrees of negative impact. If COVID-19 remains an issue, 52% of the respondents would want the program to continue, and 37% want to see it continued with modifications. If COVID-19 is no longer an issue, 75% would want it to be implemented on a seasonal basis. Allison Strafella, a former member of the Shared Streets Advisory Committee, questioned who the survey reached, saying most of the respondents seemed to have come from a privileged segment of the population. Spear said, and I quote, "We pushed out the survey to every channel that we had," end quote. He said, in fact, it was distributed via social media channels and email newsletters. Shared Streets is geared toward a certain class, Strafella said. She said, and I quote, "I don't know how many people in Hudson, true members of the community, filled out that survey that aren't maybe people sitting in this meeting now or people affiliated with everyone on the meeting. It just unsettles me. I feel like there's kind of such a bias to how you assume you're reaching people in this particular community," end quote. Tourism Board member Sheila Graham said while Shared Streets was a great program, it lacked inclusion for young poor people. She said, and I quote, "Whatever you guys choose to do and however you implement it, I ask you to remember the children," end quote. She pointed to the lack of authority over the initiative if something went wrong. She said kids can't get involved by being put on this email list. Editors note Graham is a volunteer WGXC on-air programmer, and you can read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Heather Bellow is reporting for the Berkshire Eagle. The Bard College at Simon's Rock campus was placed on lockdown Thursday, February 18th, after an early morning bomb threat. At the time of the report, police were actively investigating the threat made sometime after 7 a.m. Great Barrington Police said there currently was no danger to anyone on the campus. Great Barrington Police Chief Paul Storty could not provide further details, only to say he was busy getting officers on the scene. The department soon posted about the incident on Facebook, indicating more information would be released later. As of 2 p.m., the GBPD post had not been updated. The incident alarmed the community after first a rumor of a bomb threat appeared on Facebook. One parent said her child received a message from a resident advisor directing the student to remain in their rooms and to refrain from going to breakfast or class, adding the bomb squad was on its way. Another commentator said that entrances to the campus off Alford Road had been blocked off. And you can read more about this story in the Berkshire Eagle. Aaliyah Schneider is reporting for Columbia Green Media. The Hudson Common Council, February 16th, voted to reinstate Assistant Treasurer Matthew Parker's stipend after Parker took legal action over the council's decision to remove the payment from the 2021 budget. Council approved a resolution authorizing Mayor Kamal Johnson to enter into a settlement agreement resolving Parker's claim and directing Treasurer Heather Campbell to add the $1,619 stipend to Treasury Personnel Services. But as of the following day, Parker had not yet seen the settlement agreement. Parker said City Attorney Cheryl Roberts had promised he would see the agreement before the Common Council meeting. He added, and I quote, "I'm still waiting to see whatever this agreement is that they would like me to comply with. I was promised that before the meeting, but I have not received it as of yet, so I can't say that I would be signing it or not," end quote. When asked, Roberts said she is currently drafting the agreement and that Parker would receive it shortly. She added, and I quote, "I do not foresee any issues in settling the matter," end quote. The assistant treasurer has received a stipend for the last 20 years, likely more, Campbell said. The decision to remove Parker's stipend came after an executive session to discuss Treasury personnel last fall. With only two dissenting votes, the council approved the pay cut and the budget as a whole on November 19th. The vote to cut Parker's stipend was the only cut proposed in the 2021 budget. Editor's note, Johnson is a volunteer WGXE on-air programmer, and you can read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.